on that level of your being, fear disappears, because fear is to do with identifying with form, the form of me, not realizing that is who you appear as, that form temporarily, yes. But you are life underneath the temporary appearance of a person. More fundamentally, you are life itself in one of its manifold expressions, and a beautiful expression, as beautiful, if not more beautiful, than the incredibly beautiful flowers and whatever else, whatever other form life takes. And the human is an incredible form. It's a form that hasn't flowered yet, but is about to flower. Because when a human realizes their true nature, who they are underneath the forms they had identified with as themselves, that is awakening, that is freedom. Freedom from a personalized, limited sense of self. And then your life on a personal level continues. Your life situation continues, but miraculously, something from that dimension flows into also the life of the formal life that you still lead. And because you are connected at that level with the totality of life. So when you connect with that within yourself, the intelligence of the universe becomes helpful. The one intelligence, the one consciousness that underlies the entire world of manifestation, the billions of forms, that, as it's called in the Tao Te Ching, the ancient Chinese book of wisdom, it's called the 10,000 things to describe the world of form. Of course, it's not 10,000 things, it's not even 10 billion things, it's more than that. That's the world of, and that world of form unfolds much more harmoniously, playfully, and is fulfilling, because you're not looking for something in the world of form that it cannot give you. You're no longer demanding that any situation, any possession, any place, or any person, or any condition should fulfill you or make you happy. Please make me happy. Big house, make me happy. Holiday, make me happy. Husband, wife, make me happy. Read the Lonely Hearts columns. Looking for man or woman to make me happy. What a dreadful... Nobody could live up to that. Nothing in the world of form can live up to that. To make you... Because the happiness is already there. You just haven't the true happiness, which is deeper. I would not even perhaps use the word, because happiness is usually used for superficial things. Oh, I'm so happy I've got this new thing here. I'm so happy I'm in love. I'm getting married tomorrow. And so the thing that makes you happy today, the very same thing, very often, makes you unhappy tomorrow. Think of your ex-wife or husband. When I do not resist the form that this moment takes, and I welcome it, because I realize that I cannot argue with the isness of this moment. It is. It is. What can you do? There it is. And so I allow this moment to be as it is internally. By doing that, this act of welcoming, of saying yes, of allowing, puts you in touch with the dimension of inner space. And you sometimes perceive it as if there were suddenly space around the event that before you would have reacted against. You say, well, There it is. The thing is broken down. That's what is. Okay, we can take action now. But right in the meantime, this is what is. Before you would have reacted and you said, they should have done something about it. How can they allow this to happen? This shouldn't happen. I mean, I paid money for this and now it's breaking. It's broken down. I'm going to sue you, sue them. They can see that reactivity comes from a place of complaining, and the egoic sense of self loves that. It complains about something that is. I'm not saying do something about it. That's not complaining.